keep it fishing year round. Mm-hmm. I always buy fish from him.
Mm-hmm. What kind did you get this time?
Catfish.
Catfish. Yeah, I like catfish. Okay. If the light burned out in this lamp right here, you'd have, what's the thing that you'd have to replace?
New bulb.
Light bulb.
Yeah, light bulb.
And if your wife went out to hang out the clothes to dry, she'd carry them out there in what?
In a clothes hamper.
Clothes hamper or some kind of basket or something like that?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a plastic basket.
I see. And if you bought a lot of nails, what would they come in? You know, something that looked kind of like a barrel but smaller?
A can nail.
Okay. And those things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place, you call that the what?
That's the hook.
Barrel hook.
Barrel hook.
And if you wanted to fill up some bottles, some small mouth bottles with some kind of liquid, what might you put into the mouth, you know, to keep the liquid from spilling out after you fill them up?
Well, after you fill them.
Right. And then put something in there, you know, to keep them from...
You could put caps on them, or you could use cork toppers.
And some men like to play these things. They're an instrument, you know, you can play them with your mouth like that.
Yeah. French art.
Uh-huh. And what about these things that'll make them?
That's a juice art.
Juice art?
Yeah.
You ever played any one of those?
No, I never could make no music.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And this thing that you drive nails with, that's your?
Hammer.
Okay. Talking about a wagon, that thing, that wooden thing that runs right between the two horses, that's your what?
Wagon tongue.
Tongue of the wagon.
Yeah.
And if you have a buggy, you have to back the horse between the...
the shafts.
Okay. And, talking about the wagon, that thing that the traces come back to, that's the...
The single tree.
And if you got one for each horse, they would both go to
a double tree.
Double tree, okay. What if you saw a man ride by your house in a wagon and had a load of wood, and a little while later you saw him come back with the wagon empty? A little later on he came back with it full, and then a little later he came back with it empty. You'd say he's doing what?
Hauling wood. I hauled a million load.
All right. What about if you were going along the road and there was a big tree that had fallen across the road, you might have to tie a rope on it and see if you could
snake it off.
Yeah. That just kind of drag it off,
yeah,
like that.
Drag.
That snaking it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call yourself doing when you break up the ground in the spring for planting?
Well, you breaking the land. Well, that's you'd call it. We usually disc land first.
Now is a disc a type of?
It's a disc is a. It's got a round disc on it. You know it. It cuts that grass and cuts that land and tills it over. You see.
Oh yeah. You have different types of plows, like for breaking it up at first, and then maybe breaking it up.
Yeah, you have a turning plow. You break it with.
Mm-hmm.
We always disc it first, you know, and then use the turning plow and break it, plowing around, right.
Now, what's a harrow?
That's a harrow after you break your land to sort to. To